Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today, I am joined by actress, songwriter, Miss Ashley Keating. How's it going, Ashley?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on all the success thus far. Sounds like things are going well for you with the new release you have out.
Yeah, it's been very, very exciting. Very exciting. Very grateful. And I honestly just feel like we're just getting started right now, to be honest.
Absolutely. And so I just wanted to start out by saying all the songs that you have, the new one, Too Toxic, the Saucy song, I can tell that those are the emotions that you feel of the or the emotions you put into the song. I can really tell that you put a lot of yourself into those songs.
For sure. I love to. I mean, I definitely have a sassy, outgoing, confident personality most of the time. I mean, we all go through phases and have bad days and everything, which I probably will write songs about that, but I like to motivate people, so.
So I know that speaking of Saucy, let's talk a little bit about that. That one was part of the LGBTQ community, correct?
Yeah, I wasn't really. I have a huge following in that community, and I'm such an ally and activist. So it's not really something like I plan to be like, oh, I'm writing. There are specific songs that I'm like, oh, this community would absolutely love this. You know what I mean? This is for them. Like my Yes song, I particularly wrote that for them. But Saucy really was just like a self-empowerment song for me. And I really didn't plan for anyone in particular to like it. I really just wanted it to be, a song that empowers people, and Saucy is a way of expressing yourself. And even if you feel like you're, too much, it's Saucy is just do you, be unapologetically fierce to be yourself, basically. And that I think spoke to that community a lot. And I just love them so much. They mean the world to me. They're so supportive of my music. And I also have family members a part of the community, so it's very nice that they're very supportive of it.
Now, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't specifically for the LGBTQ community. It was also for women in general, right? Just to be themselves and their true authentic selves in their own skin.
Totally. I mean, I was always, I feel like a diva once I popped out of the womb. So, like I loved, I did dance recitals, I did performances everywhere, and I would wear the cutest outfits, and I always just lived for that. So Saucy was about, and I never really felt like I'm kind of an outsider, in my family, and I just Saucy was a way of expressing me to just not be afraid of being myself and be that saucy girl, because I think a lot of people are told to dim their light, and Saucy is really that song to express don't dim your light, just do you, be you, be that saucy girl, be, I mean, whoever, I mean, be
Yeah.
saucy.
Yeah. So what your songwriting journey kind of began at a turbulent point in your life. Can you describe what was going on there?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said that your songwriting journey kind of started at a turbulent point in your life, right?
I really didn't plan that either. I think the songwriter girl in me was always there. I was kind of afraid to express my vulnerability for the longest time. And I remember at probably age, I was probably around 12. It was always there. And I had this notebook, and I would write down the craziest. I'm very, very creative. Very creative, and I make up these things in my head creatively. I mean, even the Saucy music video, a lot of that production came from me virtual reality wise of what exactly I wanted in this like candy land and what I was sitting on top of and what I was like a strawberry shortcake. Like all those things came from me, ideas from me, and I've just always been very creative. And I think, I had this notebook, I would have interesting ideas, I would just jot things down. Around, like 11, 12 years old, but I didn't really understand songwriting. I took some Berklee music classes, but I'm not a theory person. I'm very much an ear gifted, like natural gift music, can hear beats, can hear things in my head creatively. And it's not something I learned, so to speak. It's just a gift that I have where I have an ear for music. And so I never really like even the A, B platform, all those different things, like I don't like, I just do what sounds good to me melodically, and I just write down. I am poetic a little bit, so it kind of all creatively, but at that age, I didn't understand anything. I really didn't. And until I started getting in the studio, I had co-writers I was working with, you know, during my Radio Disney days, and I still wasn't really songwriting. And I think until about 2017, which is when I wrote my first hit song, Hurt Me So Good, that was on top 10 dance club Billboard charts. That was so random. And it was always there. I was just very scared. And I was going through a toxic relationship at the time. And I got on my couch, I sat down, and I was like, the whole beat, the whole melody, everything just came to me. I put it on my voice notes, thank God. Because when a producer came to me and was pitching other records, I was like, hey, can you listen to this? You know, and out of all the ones we did, that was the one that made it. And since then, I've really honed in more on my songwriting and creativity. And the more I'm in the studio, the more I get more comfortable. And you just can't be afraid to be vulnerable and say what you feel, really. And I think it's very therapeutic to be a songwriter. And I love being a part of every single process because I'm a Virgo and I'm a huge perfectionist. So yeah, that's how it
That's
really
one
started.
that's gonna be my next question. What has been the key to your success? And I think you just hit on it. Just I think also the song Saucy kind of hits on it, just being yourself and pouring yourself into all of your projects, whatever. But I'll let you answer that too. What has been the key to your success thus far?
I really don't think there's a key to success. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think that it really comes down to determination, work ethic, which is I'm on another level of that. You know, my work always
Yeah.
is like first and foremost for me, and I work extremely, extremely hard, and I think that's the main thing in this industry. You know, all the legends, icons that have become mega pop superstars are there. Some of them I haven't met yet, and I can't wait to meet them. But their work ethic, from what I've seen, is unreal. And I'm definitely one of those people. And I'm also a Virgo, so like, if you think of Michael Jackson and Beyonce, if you put those two together, which is like actually a perfect example. My mentality is definitely that. Like, when it comes down to every aspect of what I do, I'm involved, creatively, business side, ev absolutely everything. And I'm definitely crazy that way. So I think that's part of, you know, my success is really no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. You can have a million people around you, but it really comes down to the artist and you know, how much you want to work and what you want to put into it.
Now, your performance career started at 6 years old on Broadway. You were just 6 years old on Broadway doing your very first play.
Yes.
And I guess that's really when the work ethic really started, I guess. What do you say?
Like I said, I came out the womb like literally a pop star and a diva. Like a diva in a way of like, I think diva is, I don't know. There's a negative connotation toward diva. Like diva as a pop star and as a pop icon is very like you just own your power, you know, and you get on stage and you're confident. It's not about like you're just confident and you're a boss. That's really what diva is to me. But anyways, so that's when I was young, I literally was already meant to be that. And yeah, that wasn't even the first thing I did. I was 3 years old and I was on a TV show and sang a song every single week and told a joke in Philadelphia on ABC. And right after that, I booked the role of Gretel in The Sound of Music on Broadway. And then I went on to do the national tour. So yeah, it's definitely not something that, for me, that star power is like not a taught thing. Like it's just in me. And I don't come from a family in the industry at all. So I've had to build this literally on my own. And it's been a journey. It's been a journey, but it's been all worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking back, when you see all that it's done, that you've done, that it has been worth it. I mean, those people that feel like nothing's getting done, I think just looking back and seeing all the success you've had thus far. But anyways,
Thank you.
so pretty much you've also gotten to perform with some icons as well. And I'll just name a couple here because I have it here. Keke Palmer and Raven Simone.
Yes,
Those are
I love
just two of the
her.
people. You've also gotten to do Demi Lovato, also perform
Yeah.
with her. Can you
Yeah,
describe those experiences?
Demi's was absolutely amazing. And I love her new album. I love everything she's doing. It's just so funny because there's a floating picture of us on the internet from an old record that I had with Radio Disney, and it's just me and Demi, and we both had dark hair. Well, she has dark hair, but like it's just so funny because we look completely different. And I'll never forget that performance. It was in Philadelphia, which I'm from New Jersey, so close to home. The fans were absolutely insane that day. Like they swarmed. I did not have security, and I was with Demi. We took a quick picture, and I was like, "Oh, I love your shirt." She's like, "Oh, I love your shirt." Whatever, something small like that. And she had to run away, and then the fans like followed me to my car and were like swarming, like us. It was crazy. And there was a huge thunderstorm that day, so there were technical difficulties. I sold out literally of all my merchandise that day. They stayed in line in the pouring rain in the thunderstorm. Like I will never, ever, ever forget that moment because it was literally insane. And yeah, I haven't come across Demi. I'm sure I will eventually again soon. But Kiki, I recently ran into at a rehearsal, and she was just chilling. I love her so much. She's a Virgo too, slay. And you can tell she is. Like, she is funny. She is confident. And she's a triple threat. I absolutely love everything she's doing with her acting career, her music career. She's just absolutely killing it. And, but I ran into her recently and I was like, Kiki, I was like, I don't know if you remember me, but I opened for you. And then we were talking for like a few minutes and then I went back into my rehearsal. But, yeah, so cool. Raven, I haven't seen, but yes, they're all incredible. All incredible.
Raven's another one that started at a very young age as well, just like you.
Yeah, we kind of all, yeah, we were all child, you know, I guess in a
Yeah,
way.
actually, now that I
So it's,
now that you say that, yeah.
and
All
we
the
also
all those
like, we can relate, you know, in that sense, because when you're so young and you work so hard, I feel like there's a relatability factor there when you talk to each other.
And you've also performed on one of my favorite shows, Star Search. The old Ed McMahon show. Well, I'm guessing you performed when Arsenio Hall was the host, right?
Yes. Love Arsenio. Definitely
I
not
got to
Ed.
meet Arsenio, yeah.
Someone recently was like, "Wait, you weren't on with Brittany and Justin? I'm confused. Like, you're not the same age." I was like, "No." They did a whole reboot that I was on
No.
with Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was that was the first time I ever came to LA, and they flew me out here. I actually didn't think I was gonna get on the show, and I just remember being in my kitchen in New Jersey late at night, and they're like, "Hey, we're flying you out, you know, to LA tomorrow, like to be on, you know, to be." And we still had to audition while we came out here to even get on the show. It was like a whole thing, but gotta love a competition show. It's like so exhilarating. Best time ever, and I'll never forget that either because it was the first time I was in LA and I was like, "I'm gonna live here someday." Period. And it just happened.
So how well did you do at the competition?
So, I actually, long story short, kind of funny, I wasn't really supposed to be on the actual national like televised performance because they had backups. So I was kind of like, there were already people that were probably like lined up, you know, to be on the show. And I figured that, and I went and I performed for the network and I just did my thing. I killed it. I was determined. And the network was like, "No, you're going on." And like I had 5 minutes until like the show started right after that. It was insane. And yeah, like I forget now what I was even talking about. I like lose my train of thought sometimes, but what was the question? I'm so sorry.
Oh, how well did you do on the Star Search
Okay.
program?
Yeah. So I didn't expect to actually get on the show and compete. And then once I got on, I won the first round, and then I lost the whole thing by 1 point.
Oh, my
Yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, judges' choice. I lost by 1 point. But you know what? I'm like the biggest artists, you know, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, you know, Britney Spears, they all lost. So I'm just grateful that I was on that show. And you know, sometimes like the biggest artists sometimes because you know, they don't win the talent shows. So, you know. But it was such an honor to have been. I loved the experience.
Let's talk about your new song that you have out called Too Toxic. You're a big Britney Spears fan. You had mentioned that. You kind of designed the song from her song as well.
Yes, of course, I absolutely, she's such an icon. And I feel like there will never ever be, another Britney Spears ever. There will be maybe, artists that are inspired by her, but she's just such a queen, such an icon. And yeah, it was really funny. I was in the studio actually writing some records and like demoing some stuff for some other artists and that weren't even pop, believe it or not. And the producers played me a sample of it and they're like, "Hey, I think you might like this, da da da." And I was like, I never really thought it would come to fruition. Like, I never really thought, I was like, this is one of my all-time favorite songs, first of all. And the way that it was produced, had like a drill beat to it, which I'm very versatile from when it comes to musicality and what I like to incorporate in my music. And so when I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, like we have to do something with this. Knowing that, not sure whether it would come together, just at least work on it, whatever. And it was definitely like a long process of being able to release the record, but so worthwhile. And I wanted to, make it different than, of course, like than what Britney put out. I flipped the narrative on, what she wrote from a toxic perspective. And kind of made it more relatable to me and today and relationships now, like where, women, we can just flip the narrative on that. We can flip the script. And I flipped the reverse on the songwriting. Instead of me being in a toxic relationship, owning my power, taking it back, because I have been in toxic relationships, and being the toxic one, and then him kind of falling for me and chasing after me and saying that I'm too toxic. So that's kind of how it all came to life, and it's just crazy that it's even out now and doing so well. And you just never know day by day.
I know your publicist was just telling me who's here. Give a shout out to her. And tell him, yeah. So she was telling me it has already 800,000 hits on it and
Yeah.
likes and all that stuff. It's already only been out for what, a week?
It's been about a little under a month, I think now, which is
Or a
crazy.
little, yeah, okay.
Time is flying by. But that is definitely the biggest music video release I've had thus far, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I can't wait for it to hit a million because I'm just like, that's a huge goal of mine. And yeah, on TikTok, there's been a lot of love lately so far with that's the best part is, I mean, it makes me cry. Like I'm like, when I get to see, the fans and people really liking the song and the reactions, and I've been going live on TikTok and seeing the videos made on TikTok of dancing, singing along to it, like that really just warms my heart so much. I'm like, wow, like this is why I do this. And a lot of people like are relating to the toxic situation of what I'm talking about. And the trend is starting to happen where it's like you can go through TikTok and see, but it's just crazy because I'm like, I didn't realize how many people would relate to it, And but yeah, the video is doing amazing. I can't wait for it to hit a million. And then TikTok, the love of people doing videos and I've been sharing that. And then one of the videos, there's love and hate, of course, because that's always going to happen. And especially when you're being successful, that just comes with the territory. But there was a video, one of my short videos that I posted on TikTok. Yeah, it basically went viral because it hit over a million views. And yeah, so, and then I have people coming into my lives and stuff sometimes being like, "Oh, I just saw your video, your TikTok about Too Toxic. Like, I love that song." And I'm like, wow, like it's starting to really, really spread and do really amazing. And I'm so grateful because this is what you do for, Just it's really exciting to see.
Well, it sounds like you'll have no problem hitting a million, only 200,000 away, so shouldn't be any problem.
I know, I'm so close. I'm
I
like,
don't
guys, let's go. But the more it
want
spreads,
to jinx it for you, but yeah.
the more
But anyways,
yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much for your time, taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the podcast, and I wish you much continued success.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm excited for a lot more to come.
Absolutely. Please come back sometime and we'll talk about the next project that you have out. So,
Yeah, thank you so much.
all right. Thank
Bye.
you.